Hello and welcome to 5 Minute Magic from Creativity for Sale podcast, a quick fire episode sharing tips and tricks from the pages of the book of the same title. Yes, Creativity for Sale. Every week I'll be sharing one or two ideas that could give you an actionable takeaway for your creative career, your business, or just a food for thought for the weekend ahead. These tips are taken from the audiobook and you can find a link to the full version in the show notes. For the next few episodes, we'll open the third section of the book, a chapter titled Define. We'll cover points like define your expectations, what success means to you, and looking into your how and why to define your values and goals. These prompts, questions, and suggestions are often ignored in our early career development, so it's only later when we have to go back and fill in the blanks. So, let's start here.
Chapter 3. Define. This chapter will show you how to take your magic formula and turn it into a business. You'll look at your direction and abilities, then compare them to your own expectations and vision. A lot of creatives chase impossible targets that are defined by others, not by themselves. But following others rather than being true to yourself will only make you feel unsatisfied. That's why this chapter is about you defining what works for you. Why define? Successful artists and entrepreneurs usually share one trait. They've defined where they're heading in the long term, what they're roughly planning to achieve on their journey, and what the final outcome will ideally look like. That's how they turn their dream into a strategy. On the other hand, there are also plenty of creatives who think about today and spare little thought about tomorrow. And it is perfectly possible to aimlessly bumble along and still make a good job of it. There are, no doubt, many creatives who can attest to having succeeded in their career without a personal manifesto and roadmap. It depends what you want the journey to look like. Imagine two people trying to get from A to B. The first person has a map and clear directions of which roads to take to reach their destination in the easiest, quickest way. The second simply gets told where they're expected to end up, but they have no map and no directions. Just a basic idea of the landscape around them. The second person is guaranteed to take a lot longer, and to take a fair few wrong turns on the way. Of course, getting lost can be really fun, and I speak from experience when I say that. But sometimes, when we look back at the past, we wish we'd taken more control over our decisions, and that regret can override the joyful memories of past experiences. This is why I'd argue that you should have an idea of where you're going and how you're going to get there, even if it's just for a little while. There's still plenty of room to take detours and enjoy the scenery, and you might find that where you wanted to end up changes over time, but at least you're heading in the right direction. So, let's start gathering a map of sorts. Being uniquely yourself. In a world where you could be anyone and anything, what do you want to bring to the table? The biggest artists are uniquely themselves. Just think about musicians, artists, fashion designers, or creatives that you admire, or even better, worship. These people consistently take their magic formula and use their superpower to build their unique brand of creativity. That's why we are fully aware of their approach, identity and purpose. They're visible thanks to their uniqueness and how it's been dialed up for everyone to see. This chapter will help you formulate why you deserve to be seen by people too. When you're being your true self, you rid yourself of competition. Instead, you gain peers and contemporaries, fans and some inevitable enemies too. When the world can see your why, how and what, they naturally feel interested to work with you. As such, defining your brand is an essential personal marketing exercise. Although it's tempting to ignore this process and get knocking on people's doors to find work right away, it'll only make your future efforts more difficult, as you will find it hard to cut through the noise if you look and sound like everybody else. Of course, it can feel difficult to articulate your core offering to an audience of possible clients or prospective customers. So, start asking yourself some questions like, what is it you do exactly? Why should people work with you and not someone else? What is your unique set of skills and knowledge? Why are you the right solution to their problem? One thing is guaranteed here. You will tweak the answers to these questions as your business takes shape. Every brand adapts and changes to survive. So never stick with a plan that doesn't work just because you made a plan.